This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Agriculture Department's Agricultural Marketing Service has announced a 60-day delay for the effective date of the organic livestock and poultry practices. The rules amend requirements for certifying livestock and poultry production under the National Organic Program by expanding existing standards for living conditions, animal well-being, and production practices. The final rules also create new provisions for animal handling and transport for slaughter. The action to delay the rule is in accordance with the administration's regulatory freeze pending review memo issued on January 20th, along with subsequent guidance. The final rule was issued January 19th. The House Committee on Government Reform and Oversight is slated to mark up the Regulatory Integrity Act of 2017. The legislation would require greater transparency in federal agency communications about pending regulatory actions and thus ensure that both the public and Congress have increased access to agency communications beyond those published in the Federal Register. AFBF strongly supports the legislation and is urging bipartisan support from lawmakers. AFBF is calling on the Senate to follow the House's lead in passing a disapproval resolution regarding the Bureau of Land Management's Planning 2.0 rule. Ryan Yates, Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, explained that the BLM rule would negatively impact federal land use planning processes. Yates said that unfortunately, while the BLM suggested that they were looking to find a way to expand the ability for the public and local governments and affected users to better weigh in and comment on land management decisions, the rule did the exact opposite. The winner of the American Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers Collegiate Discussion Meet announced earlier this week is Ryan O'Reilly of Colorado. O'Reilly was awarded the top prize following a discussion on ensuring that farmers and ranchers, not government agencies, are driving the management of natural resources. O'Reilly, a senior at Colorado State University, is studying environmental and natural resource economics. As the national winner, he received a $2,500 scholarship from competitive event sponsor John Deere. In addition to O'Reilly, three finalists participated in three rounds of discussion before making it to the final four round. Finalists were Hunter Berry, California State University of Fresno, Caroline Kelso at Mississippi State University, and Tiffany Phillips, Southern Utah University. They each received $1,000 courtesy of John Deere. The Wall Street Journal on Monday published Free Trade and How the Soybean Helped Make America Great, an op-ed by Blake Hurst, president of Missouri Farm Bureau. Hurst pointed out that farmers like him see promise in the new president, but peril in his protectionism, noting that the soybean is an American success story, a remarkable crop with a proud history. Hurst lamented the vibrant international market for soybeans may become victim of President Trump's approach to trade. This would be a shame given how strongly American farmers supported Mr. Trump in the presidential election. The Veterinary Feed Directive, or VFD, got you scratching your head? Hearing conflicting explanations? What's the VFD? Does it matter? To sort the truth from conjecture and fact from rumor, come join us at 9:30 a.m. on Friday, March 3rd at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Building in Carlinville. Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on the VFD and the veterinary client-patient relationship. We'll take a look at the latest rules and you'll have the chance to ask those animal health and feed questions you can't seem to find the answers for anywhere else. The deadline has come and gone for livestock farmers to comply with the VFD, which took effect on January 1. The goal of VFD is to ensure that antibiotics medically important for humans are not used to improve feed efficiency or to promote livestock growth. VFD requires that livestock farmers establish a formal working relationship with a veterinarian. It's called a veterinary client-patient relationship, or VCPR. Having this relationship in place ensures that your vet knows about your farm and the livestock you raise. It also verifies that you have the same expectations about how your animals are cared for. Since the January 1 deadline has passed, livestock farmers will need written instructions from their vet in order to deliver antibiotics in feed or water. Drugs may be used only to treat, prevent, or control a disease. They cannot be used as extra label. You and your veterinarian must keep written copies of the instructions for 2 years. The vet will also give a copy to the VFD drug distributor. We'll cover these recent changes and answer questions you have about complying with the VFD. Presenting the seminar will be Dr. Matt Mettenberg, DVM, Phil Westendorf, Marketing Manager, and Jeremy Broomer, Beef Specialist, both with FS Total Livestock Services. And you'll receive take-home materials covering these topics. The seminar is free, is a free courtesy of Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee, but advance registration is requested. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the Veterinary Feed Directive Seminar. Come join us and get your VFD questions answered. Illinois Farm Bureau and Ford Motor Company are again teaming up to provide Illinois Farm Bureau members with another perk of membership. For a limited time, Ford Motor Company is offering the Farm Bureau Collegiate Program, which allows Illinois Farm Bureau members who are currently enrolled full-time or part-time in an accredited college, university, or trade school $1,000 bonus cash on all new 2017 Ford vehicles. Recent and soon-to-be graduates also qualify for the deal, provided they graduated between May 1, 2015 and January 2, 2018. The Farm Bureau Collegiate Program is valid now through April 3, 2017. Members wishing to take advantage of the program should contact their local Ford dealership or County Farm Bureau for details. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering $1,500, $1,000, and $7,500 scholarships for the upcoming 2017-18 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 24th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.